This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress to conduct convention in 16 districts by January 11th. Maoist Center's General Convention begins panel discussion on Prachanda's political report. Local administration imposes curfew in Siraha for 2 days starting today. And India blocks foreign funding for Mother Teresa's charity. Now, the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has decided to hold the party conventions in the remaining 16 districts by January 11th. According to the Election Committee Coordinator and Senior Advocate Gopal Krishna Ghimire, the meeting of the Central Election Committee of the Nepali Congress decided that the 16 districts which failed to hold the convention in time would now hold the district convention by January 11th. The districts waiting for the convention as part of the 14th General Convention of the party are Saptari, Siraha, Dhanusa, Mahottari, Sarlahi, Rautahat, Bara, Parsa, Sindhuli, Makwanpur, Sindhupalchok, Chituan, Banke, Kailali, Acham and Nawalpur. The Nepali Congress has already conducted the province conventions and the Central General Convention. The CPN Maoist Center's ongoing 8th General Convention has begun panel-wise discussions on a political report presented by Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Dahal presented the document entitled Nepali Course of Socialism in 21st Century before the national gathering kicked off on Sunday. Likewise, the session has started discussions on the draft of the party statute presented by Standing Committee member Dev Gurung. Different 25 panels have been formed to discuss the two documents. The representatives have joined their respective groups for the discussion that will continue throughout today. A program has been scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Nepal Academy to present the conclusions of the discussions. An unidentified group torched 5 shops at Batolia Bazar of Ekdara Rural Municipality simultaneously last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Mahottari said that the group set tea shops and eateries on fire at around 9 p.m. last night. Likewise, the local administration has imposed a curfew in Siraha for 2 days from 5 a.m. this morning. The District Administration Office Siraha issued the prohibitory order to be effective from this morning till 7 p.m. tomorrow, citing the shutdown and protest continued by the Dr. C.K. Raut-led Janamat Party since the last 3 days has put the life and property of the general public at risk. Chief District Officer Lal Babu Kawari said any type of gathering of people, movement of people and vehicles and political assemblies or activity has been prohibited from 5 a.m. today until 7 p.m. tomorrow in the areas where curfew has been imposed given the general strike and transport halt called by Janamat Party. However, the operation of public transport services will be allowed on the East-West Highway at the Siraha-Chuharba road section. The Janamat Party has called a general shutdown in Siraha since Sunday to protest what it called the illegal arrest of farmers by police. The farmers had stormed and taken the wheat from the godown of the Aurahi rural municipality in the district, accusing the rural municipality of delay in distributing the wheat seed to them. Following this incident, the police had arrested the farmers on charge of looting the wheat from the godown. The 43rd Annual General Assembly cum Convention of Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, is scheduled for February 11, 2022. TAN is the umbrella organization of trekking entrepreneurs. TAN chairperson Khum Bahadur Suvedi shared that the 42nd and 43rd Annual General Meeting cum Convention, which was obstructed due to COVID-19 pandemic, is going to be held on February 11th. Around 2,000 trekking entrepreneurs across the nation are now associated with TAN, established in Bikram Samvat 2035. The Media Associate of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has urged the media houses to address the problems facing the working journalist. The associates argued that the problems as non-payment, forced leave without payment and non-implementation of the Working Journalist Act are serious issues. The meeting was also held under the chairmanship of Senior Vice President of FNJ and Coordinator of Press Freedom Monitoring and Working Journalist Protection Department, Ramesh Bista. Decided to launch a presser program, a blacklist of media, and even resorting to a legal remedy for the cause of the rights of working journalists. Similarly, a labor desk would be set up immediately at the central office of FNJ to look after the problems of journalists and launch protest programs against the media houses, which have ignored solving working journalist problems. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible in many places of the country. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 3.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 17 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is an influence of western low-pressure system in the country. Along with the change of weather, Manang has witnessed snowfall. The district administration office has urged the locals to be vigilant as the temperature has dipped due to snowfall. Chief District Officer Ravindra Prasad Acharya informed that the locals have been urged to be vigilant and contact the administration office and security agencies in case of any problems. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. India's government has refused to renew the foreign funding license for a charity founded by Mother Teresa. The Missionaries of Charity has thousands of nuns supervising projects like homes for abandoned children, schools, clinics and hospices. On Christmas Day, India's Home Ministry announced it had not renewed the registration due to adverse inputs. Hindu hardliners have accused the charity of using its program to convert people to Christianity. The charity has denied these allegations. In a statement on Monday, India's Home Ministry confirmed that charity's renewal application had been denied and that it would not operate any foreign funding accounts until the matter is resolved. The Kolkata-based charity was founded in 1950 by Mother Teresa, a Roman Catholic nun who moved to India from her native Macedonia. Elon Musk is facing a social media backlash after China complained that its space station was forced to avoid collisions with satellites launched by his Starlink Internet Services project. Beijing claimed that the country's space station had two close encounters with Starlink satellites. China's complaints lodged with the United Nations Space Agency have not yet been independently verified. Starlink is a satellite internet network operated by Mr. Musk's SpaceX. According to a document submitted by China this month to the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, the incident occurred on 1st of July and 21st of October. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress to conduct convention in 16 districts by 11th of January. Maoist Center's General Convention begins panel discussions on Prachanda's political report. Local administration imposes curfew in Siraha for 2 days starting today. And India blocks foreign funding for Mother Teresa charity. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.